8. Dinky Earnshaw had been sitting in the overstuffed easy chair for what seemed like forever, waiting impatiently for the party to begin. Usually being in the study cheered him up. Hell, cheered everybody up. It was the good mind effect. But today he only felt the wires of tension inside him winding tighter and tighter, pulling his guts into a ball. He was aware of Tahin and Kantoy looking down from the balconies every now and again, riding the good mind wave, but didn't have to worry about being progged by the likes of them. From that, at least, he was safe. Was that a smoke alarm? From Feverol, perhaps? Maybe. But maybe not, too. No one else was looking around. Wait, he told himself. Ted told you this would be the hard part, didn't he? And at least Shimi's out of the way. Shimi's safe in his room, and Corbett Hall's safe from fire. So calm down. Relax. That was the bray of a smoke alarm. Dinky was sure of it. Well, almost sure. A book of crossword puzzles was open in his lap. For the last 50 minutes, he'd been filling one of the grids with nonsense letters, ignoring the definitions completely. Now, across the top, he printed this in large, dark block letters. Go south with your hands up. You won't be hurt. That was when one of the upstairs fire alarms, probably the one in the west wing, went off with a loud, warbling bray. Several of the breakers, jerked rudely from a deep daze of concentration, cried out in surprised alarm. Dinky also cried out, but in relief. Relief and something more. Joy? Yeah. Very likely it was joy. Because when the fire alarm began to bray, he'd felt the powerful hum of good mind snap. The eerie combined force of the breakers had winked out, like an overloaded electrical circuit. For the moment at least, the assault on the beam had stopped.